Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
What have you got to say for yourself then?
About what?
Well, the markets. What have you done?
Well, it's you being negative, isn't it?
Me?
You cast this negative sentiment across the Riviera
negative...
to suit global markets.
What negative sentiments?
Oh, come on. You know you're a depressed character.
I'm risk appetite friendly, me.
That's true. Let's look at markets. European shares ticked higher yesterday to a fresh record high. Surging mining stocks outweighed losses for technology stocks. Booming metal prices helped propel the resources subgroup to its highest level since February 2011. Tech stocks slid as rising commodity prices stoked concerns about inflation fears and the subsequent consequences for policy and the pace of recovery. European stocks, as elsewhere, getting a boost from rising corporate earnings and hopes that Europe's vaccination program will gather some momentum. Different picture on Wall Street. Selling ramped up after the European close. In fact, the Nasdaq was down 2.5%. S&P 500 was down 1%. That negative price action continued into the Asian session, where we've seen a high inflation print out of China this morning, PPI. The Nikkei is down 3% in Japan. No surprise, setting us up for a weaker start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling the FTSE down 84 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 175 points. CAC 40 in Paris off 71 points.
Yes, the old inflation jitters coming back. A new Treasury is up. The US Federal Reserve has said that, you know, won't be changing monetary policy anytime soon. But there is pressure for them to raise rates sooner rather than later, isn't there?
I don't think so. I think they'll remain accommodative. The Federal Reserve believe the inflationary pressures that we're being seeing are transitory. They're being driven by low base effects, of course, in relation to last year. No real surprise there. Alongside that, if you look at a range of other measures, for example, if you look at wage growth continues to be limited, there's still plenty of slack left within labour markets. So we're not seeing that filter through into inflation expectations. So I think inflation projections are higher this year. They're probably, if you look at Europe, the UK, the United States, they're around 1 percentage point higher than we saw last year, but actually not a sustainable level. They're not above central banks' mandated levels. So the actual pressure on central banks is probably less than bond markets have been suggesting.
Okay, sterling up, 1 euro 16.3 this morning, and $1 US 41.2. Why?
Looking very nice. Well, we're seeing a stronger recovery playing out in the UK. We've seen that positive vaccination program, of course. The risks of negative interest rates have all but disappeared, which is positive. You'd argue some of that Brexit disruption has dissipated, and then that also seems positive for the UK.
Well, you could argue that if you wanted to, yeah.
Yesterday, the pound strengthened more than 1% against the dollar. This after the Scottish National Party's election showing pushed back the risk of a near-term vote on independence. Sterling climbed the most in nearly a month yesterday, actually, as you say, trading above 141 against the dollar. Although the SNP haul of 64 seats out of the 129 combined with the Greens would still be enough to form a pro-independence majority, it seems a far more complicated path to a referendum than an outright majority for the SNP. Boris Johnson has also said he would not grant one any time soon. So a rerun of 2014's independence referendum, which of course the Scots voted, I think it was 55% to 45% to stay in the union, looks a little bit more remote, and that political stability good for Sterling.
Well, you say that, but wee Nikki is going to take Boris to course if he doesn't grant her wishes.
Yes, I think it will be played out in the courts, but it's going to be a protracted process, and markets are prepared to put it back on the shelf for some time in terms of an immediate risk.
That's all we need, another long-winded referendum debate, isn't it? But,
yes.
Michael Gove, being more than a bit disingenuous on Sunday on the Andrew Marr show, he said more people in Scotland voted to stay in the union than voted for independence. Well, you could switch the cards and say, well, more people voted not to have a Conservative government than voted for a Conservative government, so, you know, why are you in office? Really?
I suppose you look at the numbers and you play it the way that suits you at the time, I suppose. But yes, as you quite rightly said, neither I think the public nor the markets are in the mood for another referendum.
All right. Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in pretty strong, you said, 141. Euro dollar 121. Going to get just above 1 euro 16 cents for your British pound this morning.
It's not good for exports, though, is it?
Sterling, no higher sterling, no, not good. But the UK is investable once again, of course, which is good news. So we'll see lots of money flowing into the UK.
So investable or infestable?
A bit of both.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Talk to you tomorrow. Hang pots and Barclays.